Hello and welcome to Gamer Premonitions. Elden Ring. We've gathered yet again to tell you what's going to be in an upcoming game before it comes out. We have with us the full crew. We've got Bob.
Hey guys.
From Gigaboots. We've got KZ Excellent from KZExcellent.com.
I roll sometimes.
We've got Dr. Agro from Dr. Agro.
420 praise it.
And Mr. Feel from Mr. Feel's Wild Ride.
Try jumping.
Everybody's really excited about FromSoft's first huge open world game. And we have a lot of premonitions we've seen through our mystic gamer orbs. So let's start sharing these. So we're going to start this time with Bob. Bob, what is your and all of ours first premonition?
Let's see. We know that the main character is a tarnished, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be an enemy faction called the Varnished. who cover themselves in tree sap from that big golden tree.
Okay, I was going to ask if they were literally all made of wood. Dude, that sounds awesome.
Their defense is so high.
You're in a sticky situation now.
This is so plausible because Dark Souls 3 has the wax guys.
Oh, God.
Yes!
Oh, that's a poison swamp I don't want to go in.
I'm very excited to fight the Varnished, Bob.
Me too.
Or horrified, I'm not sure.
Is there going to be a chicken race called the Varnished?
Maybe.
There's always there are all these dungeons made of stone or like ancient brick. That one's just a wood barn.
I think that showed up in Bloodborne.
Yeah, God, of course. I think you're right. Okay, well, we move to our second premonition from KZ. KZ, tell me something that's going to happen in Elden Ring.
Elden Ring is doing something really exciting with its game. And with my first premonition, I wanted to loop it back to how they're going to create the greatest challenge they ever have. They're introducing a jump that you can just hit a button and you jump.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're going to do is there are a lot of little mini dungeons in this game that you can just go in and they're very quick. There's going to be an extended one that is platforming only and it will be the hardest thing in the game. To the degree that
in any Souls game,
it will be insufferable. They're like, we're gonna make little baby platforms, and you're like jumping across them. there are weird physical challenges of traps and stuff, and it will take people so long. But the armor in it is gonna be so sick that it's gonna be the ultimate like bragging right when you do your PS5 share of you got this really cool cosmetic armor for dealing with. What will ostensibly be horrible platforming.
Hell yeah. I miss Guild Wars 2.
Yeah.
Here I was thinking of Destiny Raid.
And you know what? This still sounds better than what you have to do to get the Penetrator armor in the Dark Demon Souls remake.
Yes.
Well, that seems like a brand new area for FromSoft to build their dungeons. I'm very excited.
Yes. A new avenue for them to explore and make me upset.
Well, we move on next to Dr. Agro's first premonition. Dr. Agro?
Okay. I've got one that's a little more community reaction based here. We know that the classic FromSoft online message system is once again making an appearance in Elden Ring.
Mm-hmm.
We also know that the new class of Checkpoint Bunny character is being titled the Finger Maidens. I therefore predict that the number one most commonly found message in Elden Ring will be Try Finger Maiden.
Oh, no!
I mean, he's right. We can't say he's wrong.
Getting some Link Shell vibes from this.
It's going to be really bad because I'm sure they are going to have a template that also has From Behind.
Oh.
Well, thank you, Agro, for giving us insight into the community that will form around Elden Ring. It's great when online functionality really enriches the world in storytelling.
Try
We're
jumping.
All in this together.
From Don't give up, skeleton.
Okay, and we now move on to my first premonition. As has come out in some of the preview coverage, you know, when you set up your character at the beginning, there's an extra item that you get to bring into your playthrough. One of these items is a key. And it has been discovered already that this key immediately opens a sort of mist door that takes you directly into a poison swamp.
Oh, no!
Yeah, that's about how that goes.
Oh, damn! Track.
That is not my premonition. My premonition is, while the obvious and really open exit to this area brings you to a completely different region, more in line with the normal place you would have eventually ended up, I believe there will be an almost secret exit to this area that leads to another but more narrow poison swamp. And at the end of that will be one of the hardest boss fights in the game. And for succeeding, you get absolutely broken levels of equipment.
I honestly, so the way you were going, I thought you were going to say, you get nothing.
That's also possible.
You get a gesture.
It's a fucking coin flip.
You know, because you had a premonition that amounts to, there will be a poison swap that leads to a poison swap. I guess I'll just burn this one that I had prepped here.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first one I wrote. There are chunks to this open world. I think that said there's like six of them.
Mm-hmm.
There will be a poison swamp in every single one of these, but they will have a different gimmick to make you upset. Like, you'll stand in one, and when you're in the bad swamp part, they're like, super plague, and your health just falls. Your max health will just shrink.
So what you're telling me is that Miyazaki views building the worlds in the sections of it like a lot of people view building a playground. They're like, where's the sandbox go?
Yes, but only for poison swamps. You're like, yes. Oh, this is grasslands. There's a swamp in it. Here's a desert. There's a swamp in it. Here's the ice place, but there's a swamp.
Why
in
is this quicksand poisoning me?
Okay, I'll burn this one then. Here was one of mine. There's going to be so much more poison swamp than anybody expects. It'll be a third of the game.
Yeah, that's pretty similar
to
my premonition of everything we have not seen in preview coverage. Literally everything is a poison swamp.
Holy shit!
Oh my god!
Jesus.
I knew this would be some sort of like chain reaction.
Okay, this is my final one. I was keeping this a more broad one. Because that one was more specifically, how funny would it be? Wide poison swamp, narrow poison swamp boss. We will have so many poison swamps in this game, it will be more than the entire rest of the Soul series combined. When you add up the square mileage.
Oh yeah, there's no way that's not true.
It's going to be like, dude.
Do we get to add in Kingsfield and stuff?
Oh no, I didn't think of that. Huh, that might actually throw it back in the favor of all of the rest of them. If we include Kingsfield, Evergrace, and Eternal Ring, then it might just barely beat out this one game. I guess we'll have to see. Mr. Feel, it is now your turn for your first premonition.
Okay, I'll tie into the one that is sort of related to Poison Swamps. Miyazaki mentioned in that interview where he said he can't help himself but to make poison swamps.
Mm-hmm.
He said there was a special status effect that some poison swamps in this one would give you called Scarlet Rot. He didn't clarify. I'm gonna guess that Scarlet Rot will be mildly debilitating for the player, but the real freak shit will be you will be able to give it to NPCs and they'll just die when you're gone.
Oh no.
And this will make people insane.
Evil.
They're all trying to figure out who Lautrec is in this one. It was you, bitch.
Nothing in the game will imply this can happen, but it will.
Man.
Yeah, it's real bad.
I was playing Sekiro again, and I forgot when you die, a bunch of people start getting dragon rot or some shit, and I'm like, God.
It'll be an even more evil version of that, yes.
Yeah, I know. I'm just
good
like,
Lord.
What'd they do?
Well, that does it for our first round of premonitions. Very positive. we kept it positive there. We're going to move to the second round. KZ leads us off. KZ, tell us something else that's going to happen in Elden Ring.
All right, so Souls games have enjoyed alternate endings that are triggered through specific insane actions that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's Bloodborne's almost simple umbilical cord eating, or Sekiro's return ending, which I looked up again and has 18 steps that involve eavesdropping on other people's cutscenes. For Elden Ring, I feel like what they're going to do is they're going to take advantage of the open world nature of the game and make it so that you can unlock an ending, but only if you kill lore-specific bosses that spawn in the open world, like the roaming ones, like the dragon we've seen. They're going to make it so you have to kill a specific amount of those that are specific to the storyline of the game. But also before late game, where there's going to be some change to the open world. Because that happens at some times where it's like, you've progressed enough, things are fucked up now. You've set something in motion. And I feel like there's going to be an ending specifically tied to doing specific open world fights.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. That mm-hmm. checks out.
Yeah, because there's a lot of really time-specific stuff in Dark Souls 3 as well of doing certain things, otherwise characters don't show up.
Yeah.
That type of stuff. So I feel like they're going to take advantage of the open-world nature of, like, you want to fight every open-world boss. It's like that thing popped up. I want to go deal with that, and they're going to punish you and lock you out of an ending if you didn't do a certain one, or maybe you put it off for too long. Because it was hard.
Do you really think a FromSoft game would do that? Punish me arbitrarily?
Yes, 100%.
Heck, I'd go a step further and say, yeah, you can accidentally run into an ending by killing these open world bosses.
You know, I was wondering if they would be like balls deep enough to do that in this one. Of just like, and that's an ending. And I go, what?
New game plus, you cannot undo this.
Okay, it would be the funniest shit in the world if that's what the double swap leads to.
You're learning how to build a really good FromSoft game. You're like, this is getting a 90 on Metacritic.
This game is 80 hours long or four. We just don't know. It's up to the player.
That speedrun category is going to pop off.
Oh, that would be so good. It's nothing but swap.
Swap percent.
Oh, man. How exciting. Okay, we now move on to Dr. Agro's second premonition. Dr. Agro, tell me something that is absolutely happening in Elden Ring.
Okay, I'm going broad on this one.
Mm.
This being most probably the last really Souls-like game we're going to get for a good while,
mm-hmm.
I think Miyazaki's going to go for broke. We will find vague yet plausible evidence in Elden Ring's environment and item descriptions that points to the fact that this universe, the Elden Ring universe, is somehow a prequel and a starting point for both the Dark Souls timeline and the Demon Souls Bloodborne timeline.
Yes.
Then things get really crazy when some Expedition to the Barrier Peak shit starts happening, and we find out that Armored Core is also spawned from this universe.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah, that absolutely could happen.
I would be really into Dark Souls aesthetic Armored Core.
That's how you get the boss soul that you can turn in for a missile launcher in Elden Ring.
I actually had a similar premonition of, yeah, the Moonlight Greatsword in this one is literally just the Moonlight from Armor Core. You find it on, like, a devastating mech.
Oh, that would be good. Well, thank you, Agro, for that second premonition. We now move on to my second premonition. Bucking all current expectations, completely subverting everything you would expect about a FromSoft game. Somehow, Elden Ring will have the most straightforward ending in the history of the series, ruining the views of every ending discussion video on YouTube ever, relative to every other Dark Souls game ever made.
Oof.
But you know, you don't understand. It's too simple. There's something secret. And then that leads to the most fucked up one yet.
But see, it will somehow be so straightforward that every person who normally would be doing ending discussion videos has to go into weird directions over explaining NPCs.
It'll tie every single knot. Just like, yeah, this is it. It solved it.
It'll be like that insane shit where they're like, you see Silent Hill's plot makes a lot of sense. You see, this guy was circumcised and it made him really mad. And that's why the story happened.
In fact, that's the only thing he thinks about the whole game. See this scene here? That's what he's thinking about.
Thank you.
Thank you, me, for that great... It occurred to me in all these episodes of Game of Premonitions that I've never thanked myself. We now move on to Mr. Feel's second premonition. Mr. Feel, what's going to happen in Elden Ring?
Okay, this one is kind of similar to Aggro's, but different. The story of Elden Ring will be meta and about how this is the last fucking one of these. It's been more than a decade. Move on. and it'll be like, it looks like FromSoft realized that they were the ones stuck in an endless cycle.
95 but Metacritic.
It won't just be endless life leads to stagnation and there's dignity in death. It'll just be, no, go move on. Please.
We literally go to the FromSoft headquarters and they tell you to get over it.
Okay.
We've made 7 of these. Move on.
I will only accept this if it ends with your tarnished character being in the real world and then getting a desk job.
That'd be insanely funny. I hope that's true. Like the Final Fantasy 13-3.
Yes.
Ending, but with your tarnish.
Yeah, I want to see what that looks like from a FromSoft perspective.
It's literally 13-3's ending. You're wearing the dress no matter what your character was designed as. You're on a train.
We're also in France.
Well, thank you, Mr. Feel, for your bold vision of the conclusive bold and salient message of Elden Ring. I'm fucking thrilled for that shit. We're going to move on now to Bob for his second premonition.
All right. I'm surprised no one else has touched on this. I know what the Elden Ring is.
Oh, no. I hate when you know things.
The Elden Ring will be literally the border to the whole region. Like, it's a physical object that's huge.
Oh.
And around the entire region of this game.
Oh, my God. Everyone.
And then it starts to shrink like the wall in Fortnite.
Yeah.
No!
I don't want that to be the world state change where it's literally a battle royale ring.
That would be the funniest video game ever made. So Bob, are you trying to tell me the outer rim of this world was shattered? And that's what's created everything?
Possible.
Including you, the Tarnished, and all the others?
Yes.
The Varnished.
Yeah. Wow. And the Varnished.
Of course.
I forgot about that. I'm sorry.
That's going to be great when we figure that out. And the ending is someone putting on a ring and then doing the Max Payne smile at the perspective.
Yeah, that's going to be your Tarnished. Yeah. He grinds Pandora's box because it's really big.
No matter what character model you make, they just make the Max Payne face.
Yes.
I hate all of this. The Varnished.
We know.
There's a gesture that's just the face, and the Tarnished just makes the Max Payne face.
Well, thank you, Bob, for the second premonition ending our second round, and we now head into our third. Dr. Aggro starts us off. Dr. Aggro, what is your third gamer premonition?
So my third gamer premonition is somewhat linked to my second, because if my second one doesn't come true, then this one's going to make no sense. But even if the second one doesn't come true, this one's still going to happen, I think. It's just going to make no sense. Somehow, some way, for some goddamn reason, we are going back to On Orlando. We are going to see those fucking flying buttresses. We are going to dodge giant silver lance arrows. There's going to be zero explanation.
They will counter your jumps.
I also had this one. I specifically had the An Orlando archers will just be there.
Come on.
You know, even if there's nothing called on Orlando, I believe something will look exactly like it. Definitely.
Dude, that place shows up wherever, whether it's Dark Souls or Code Vein.
Bloodborne, Dark Souls 3.
It, like, if they don't call it on Orlando, you're going to get a place that's kind of like on Orlando, than a place that's a little like in 3, when people first got to Irithyll, they're like, oh, this place is just like on Orlando, until they found out on Orlando was right over there.
Until they took an elevator and the text popped up and went, what?
Turns out there's more than one kind of Gothic architecture, guys.
What?
Impossible.
No, I saw an arch. This is on Orlando.
Sir, this is McDonald's. Well, thank you, Dr. Agro, for your third premonition. Continue into our third round. My third premonition is now here. It has now arrived. You know, they keep being clear. There are like six major chunks of this open world, right? Six major chunks. They keep talking about it. And like, that's what you need to concern yourself with. There are six. But there's a certain discovery that's interesting in Dark Souls games that is, it is important to the game and how it's received. So we're going to find out there is another area that seems ethereal, almost not fully made. And we're going to find out this area that clearly has its own idea that sort of matches up with all the others and you could have seen being a fully playable piece of content isn't playable on Xbox because Sony made an exclusive deal behind the scenes but didn't announce it to get a seventh and exclusive area to PlayStation. It will be the most contentious content exclusivity deal ever, and we'll get more news coverage than the Activision acquisition.
A thing dumber than the Spider-Man deal on Avengers.
The thing's a third the size of every other region.
It's basically like it's connecting region to the Saturn version of Symphony of the Night.
Yes. Like, literally, it's just, hey, you can get between these spots now. That's neat.
It's going to be exactly the same way Dark Souls 2 did the Iron Keep, where they're like, you're in a windmill. All right, take this elevator. You are now in hell.
Yep.
This elevator that goes up.
Yep. This elevator that goes up puts you inside the lava castle.
And then you're like, oh, God, this is a really bad level.
Is that your third premonition, Mr. Field? You have some moment in Elden Ring, you're going to go, this is a really bad level.
I don't think something that's guaranteed to happen would be a premonition.
Yeah, <right. laughs> I can tell you that from space.
Well, then, we move on to Mr. Field's actual third premonition. Mr. Field?
So, in every game, there's the Moonlight Greatsword. That's like the FromSoft custom weapon. You know, it's usually like a big blue crystal great sword that scales with magic. You usually have to be like, no, I absolutely want to use it, so I'll just be worthless until I can get it. But the point is, in this game, the Moonlight Greatsword will be a lightsaber. It will not be a greatsword made of crystal. It will just be a magical lightsaber.
Finally.
Like a lightsaber greatsword.
Cool.
How close do you reckon the sound effect is going to be?
Close enough.
Legally distinct.
Legally distinct.
It's a little deeper.
One octave deeper.
It's bigger.
I believe in Bloodborne, you transform it to turn it on, and like it's a long sword that becomes a great sword. Like the blue energy forms a bigger blade. In this, there just won't be a core blade. It'll just be energy.
Okay.
What will it be? A special move be? Is it going to be something like, yeah, you get to just do the Sword of Light move from Slayers?
It'll just be a blade beam.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be like the Armored Core blade beam discs.
Ooh.
Yes. That'd be really good. Okay. Well, with that premonition out of the way, we now move on to Bob's third. Bob, tell me something that will happen in this game.
There'll be a spider cave that's the worst level ever made in a FromSoft game. It'll be like,
thank you, Bob. We now
it'll be like worse than the one Bloodborne somehow.
Damn,
that is the worst it's ever been.
Yeah, that's been the worst.
Will it
ever.
Be worse than the one in Dark Souls 2? Because that one's also really bad.
I didn't play that, so I don't know.
The boss of that one is a giant spider that lays more spiders and has a giant spider laser.
Oof.
Okay, now you need to understand here, Bob.
Yeah.
The Bloodborne spiders look way too real.
Yes.
Like, their proportions are perfect. The ones in Dark Souls 2 are also spider-like, but they don't feel like big ball-ass spiders.
Yeah, are the
but
ones...
it's still bad.
In Dark Souls 2, are they more tarantula-esque or more Bloodborne-esque?
Yeah, they're spiders. They're not tarantulas.
Yeah,
they're spiders. The boss is a tarantula, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be that, but it's a big open-world game. I can avoid it, right? Right? Of course. Right. No. They're going to put the best dex weapon in there.
they're probably going to put a plot progression coupon in there.
Yeah, because of course they're like, there are dungeons that are main plot things that you go into that are designed, and that will be one. That Dark Souls 2 one when you're like, you're going down ramps of webs. It's real rough. I really didn't want to think about this, and I was hoping no one would bring in a spider premonition. I don't even know what that area in Bloodborne is like, because I just ran through all of it until I got past that part.
Yeah, I was like, that area in Bloodborne is probably one of the most uncomfortable areas I've played in any video game ever.
Yeah, because you go through one room, and five of them just drop down hanging, and I'm like, this is the fucking worst shit you could have ever done. Die.
I love that Bob's like, oh yeah, the best dex weapon is down.
Yeah,
avoiding the spider castle, brought to you by the strength gang.
Yes, a real Ludo Kino here.
I needed to directly target me.
And you're like, this is why I'm going 3 points down on my review, because of what they did to me.
There's a corpse at the entrance, and is like, here lies Bob the Fighter. He was a puss. It's like, man, this is so targeted at Bob.
So I respect 80% of the way through my playthrough.
Thank you, item abilities. Okay. Well, with Bob's deep-seated fear of spiders out of the way, we now move on to KZ's third premonition. KZ?
Okay, so... You got a mix of content in here. You've got your open world. You've got your larger dungeons that are going to be some of the main plot, like that one castle they keep showing in previews. But they also have, like, smaller dungeons. And I feel like one of them in the end game is going to be a reflection upon the fact that this is going to be the last big Souls game that FromSoft's going to make for a good while.
Mm-hmm.
And given that we've already seen enemies and bosses reusing assets... this is going to be a boss gauntlet of a bunch of old Dark Souls bosses, but are distinct enough to where it's like, well, it's not actually Ornstein and Smaug you're fighting here. They have a different name and their armor looks a little bit different, but it is the exact same boss fight.
Mm.
And they're just going to give you a greatest hits of various bosses you fought in the past, where you'll have a couple of checkpoints so you don't have to railroad through a bunch of them in a row, and it's just going to be some of your favorite fights from across the across their games, and you're going to get the Moonlight Greatsword from that, is my big premonition. But I feel like some zone where they get to like really show you that they have nothing else they can do with a future game, because they literally just gave you a zone that just has like 10 bosses from their old games just in there.
Very Portrait of Ruin move.
The Moonlight Greatsword inscribed with never ask me for anything again.
yes, basically. They're like, here, it's the sword you like, and every single boss you like. Leave us alone. We can only make this for so many times.
please, we're so tired. Well, thanks, KZ, for your third premonition, which moves us to the final round of Gamer Premonitions. I get to start us off. Finding the connection between things, how different elements of the world work and interact, is an important discussion piece and centerpiece of discussions around Elden Ring. This game will continue that. But connections between various similarly named characters, e.g. Godwin the Golden and Gudrick Godric the Golden will be spelled out in an activity card, and I'll be fucking pissed.
Not again. Thank not you, like PS5. Demon Souls.
What a good next-gen feature. Spoilers.
Oh, I really hope they don't use those cards at all.
Me too. I hope being multi-platform and looking over there and being like, activity cards, that's literally antithetical to everything we do, is enough to make them go, just don't even use it. Just don't even, why would we ever?
They're like, we don't like telling you anything anyway.
It's great because at least in Demon Souls, it sort of made sense that they spelled that out. But here, it will just seem like somebody got rambly in the text description. They're just like, defeat Godric the Golden, who, by the way...
They're like, we're paid by hour of effort, so I just spent more time writing things into the activity card.
I just typed a lot of spoilers in, and they paid me to do it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, I'm a piece of shit.
We now move to Mr. Field for Mr. Field's final gamer premonition.
Somewhere near the center of the map, there will be a slightly hidden and out-of-the-way area. It will be a very immaculately designed... neglected shrine. Certain items in your inventory will make like small lights appear or make candles light, and people will go fucking insane trying to figure out what the purpose of this area is until it comes out there isn't one. Miyazaki's just fucking with you like he fucked with everyone with the pendant in Dark Souls 1.
Or what that, a Chad.
Or in Bloodborne with that door that just doesn't open.
There's no way this game will also have stuff that is half done but doesn't work at all because they disabled it right before launch and people go, what does it mean?
It's deep, actually, not a development issue.
They set themselves up for this one.
I'm very excited to find all the things that are nothing but maybe something. We now move on to Bob. Bob? What is your final premonition?
Okay, so the final boss of Elden Ring is going to be literally a baby cradle. You shake it. You shake the baby cradle that has God in it. It is the end of Eternal Ring.
And people are like, this is a really unique thing, and you two will be the ones to stand up and go, no!
I'm here!
You didn't play Eternal Ring!
I just go into full Agent Smith at the end of The Matrix going, no, I stand here, right here, and I say, wake up, baby! I hit the crib with the fucking Minecraft sword.
Yes! The best X weapon in the game is going to just be your hand jittering.
Oh god, that would be so good. The animation is 3 frames long. It's arm at side, arm halfway there, arm there.
Yes.
There's no middle frame coming back either.
No, of course not.
Man, that spider's gonna give me that. Holy shit.
Right? It's worth it.
Yes. Okay, we now move to KZ for his final premonition.
Over time, FromSoft has introduced story elements that weren't hiding in item descriptions. I feel like even as you went into Sekiro, they had dialogue with your character. They were trying to tell you a story. And with this Elden Ring, it's going to be the apex of them trying to get people in through some emotional storytelling while also having your background lore that also feeds into it. And I was thinking this entire time, what could they do to really hook players and give them an emotional response? They're going to kill your ghost horse. Like halfway into this game, they're going to kill your ghost horse somehow, and you'll get another one, but it'll be like a different color.
Oh my god.
It'll be like green.
Oh. That's
this suck.
I'm going to counter KZ and say they'll kill your ghost horse and you won't get another one. The rest of the game will just be harder.
Yeah.
That does sound more like them.
Yeah, you're right. Never mind.
I might get a really bad ghost horse.
I figured if you talk to the wrong NPC enough times, it kills your horse.
Like the NPC does or the game does?
Yes.
Oh, no, my horse got the scarlet rot.
Right, exactly. Oh, you let your horse's hoof touch that swamp. That's the bad swamp. The really bad swamp.
It's the swamp that does nothing to you, but does everything to a horse.
As it turns out, yes. It has super viruses for horses. It's all in it. Well, I'm not excited to lose a horse that's already dead. But thank you, KZ.
Yeah, always happy to kill a ghost horse.
We now move on to Dr. Agro for the final premonition of this episode of Gamer Premonitions.
Okay. Going deep in the lore for this one. Because you have the inciting incident of this, the universe, being described as the order of the world being broken. Because the great rune of death was stolen and the Elden Ring was shattered.
Yes.
So, you know, runes are the things you get instead of souls or blood echoes in this game. And you're eventually going to get great runes, which are items that will give you some kind of buff or an ability. And as Dan mentioned earlier, much has been made of the six areas in this game. And I think that in order to reforge the Elden Ring, we're going to have to visit each of these six areas to get six great runes, and we're going to have to reconnect them in a certain way to rebuild the order of the universe, to rebuild the Elden Ring. But instead of it being in a simple ring, I think it's going to be more of like a Mobius strip. So we start with these six great runes, and we reconstruct a new order to the universe.
Mm. This seems like a pretty cool plan here. I'm looking at this. Listeners have no idea what's going on.
What's wrong with you?
If you try and draw it but can't do it correctly, you die instantly.
Character deleted.
I'm not ready to see this image pop up at the end of the game as you make the Max Payne smile.
No!
It's a lot to deal with. Can't believe Elden Ring got my game of the year. That's fucking insane.
Hey, game respect game.
Well, thank you, Dr. Agro, for the final premonition. I want to thank all my co-hosts for their great premonitions. And thank you for listening to Gamer Premonitions.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Gamer Premonitions. This show, like our other podcasts, is only possible with the generous time our co-hosts have given to us and the equipment we've bought to make it higher quality and easier to produce. Please consider supporting our podcast series on our Gigabooth Podcast Patreon and look forward to more Gamer Premonitions and Big Think to Mention in the future.